Seriously, it is all Adrian's fault that this evil was released.
Hello, guten tag, konnichiwa, and aloha. I guess, why not? This is Adrian Lozano, host of the Adrian Lozano Show, and I am welcoming you to episode 183. Let's do this!
Warning, due to adult subject matter and strong graphic language, the Adrian Lozano Show could be deemed offensive for any and all persons. You have been warned. Now enjoy the Adrian Lozano Show.
Hello, folks. This is Adrian Lozano, host of the Adrian Lozano Show, and this is episode 183. I am your host, Adrian Lozano. I've been doing the show for a while now. The show initially started out as interviews with whoever was closest to me at the time, not to mention reviewing movie trailers, which whoever was nearest to me at the time had to watch said movie trailers and then comment on movie trailers. And I still love movie trailers. But I'm watching a lot more of them. I'm watching them faster than I can go and tell you to watch them. The show's really taken a hard turn. And instead of me telling you which movies I want to share with you, it's become something else. You know, it's become an entirely different thing. And I'm grateful that, you know, I could roll with it. But then there were other aspects of me wanting to do things that I just couldn't do. Okay, so I have four shows that I've really just stopped doing, and the truth is I'm working more and trying to do this whole like being a person thing, but I still really talk a lot, talking to myself quite a bit more now again, which I can't really record where I'm at because I just can't. So when inspiration hits me, it's weird now, but I'm getting way off track. Let me sum this up for you. This is your first time listening to the show. It's not always like this. It's not. It usually, there's a lot more music, there's a lot more sound effects, there's a lot more involved, there's a lot more elements that I like, that I want to incorporate. I make music in my spare time, and I put it on the show. That being said, I don't know why I don't have a real music-based podcast, but I don't. This is movie trailers. This is what I like talking about on this show, is movie trailers, and that's kind of the direction it's going to go back into. It's been so long since I've covered any movie trailers. I've really just been distracted with other content, and that's why you'll get fear reviews. That's why you'll get movie reviews, TV show reviews versus movie trailers. Like I said, the show took a real hard turn. Okay, there's also the other shows. I have a smoking show, which I'll just leave it at that. It's something I'm very interested in getting back into and maybe just finding a place for that. The other two shows. One of them, I read comic books, which I definitely want to get back into that. I really, really, really love reading comic books. One of my favorite things to do. That being said, the last comic I read was Giant-Sized Man-Thing, and it was pretty good. Pretty good. Some good character development. Very interesting plots. The plot was interesting, but it did have some like big gaps and big holes. It was kind of, I mean, it was from the 70s. Doesn't matter. I'll go into it more in that episode of that show. And then the last one was a special look into directors. And that one's called Directly with Leon Marcus. Not sure about that one. That one's really something else. If you are in a relationship and you want to hear what another relationship sounds like, check out Directly with Leon Marcus. That show's something else. All right. That being said, welcome again. And I hope you have been severely entertained from this confusion I laid on you. This just craziness that is the Adrian Lozano Show. I appreciate you listening. I really do. And I'm going to keep doing the show for a while. I like big butts, and I cannot lie. It's just the way it is, you know? Okay, so this particular episode, it's all over the place. I was talking about She-Hulk, and I got distracted, but can I tell you something? Can I just, like, tell you something real quick before I let you go? I spent, like, a good fucking 45 minutes trying to find something to watch tonight after coming home from a 12-hour shift. I really, really, really tried to find something that I would be okay with watching. And I have defaults. There are things that I love. There are movies that I cherish and can watch anytime. Doesn't matter. But I have access to a lot of content. Obviously. We all do. We all, I mean, if you don't, believe me, my heart goes out to you. I've just got a massive DVD collection and Blu-ray collection, so I have access to a lot of content anytime. And that's not including all the subscriptions I have to online accounts. It's something that I really do enjoy. But tonight, I was just overwhelmed. I couldn't make up my fucking mind. I just couldn't make up my mind. Like, I watched a little bit of Punisher. It was good, you know. Watched a little bit of the Batman, you know. Watched like a few minutes of this, a few minutes of that. I almost put on the movie Twister. You know the movie Twister with Helen Hunt. Man, I couldn't, like, couldn't figure out what I wanted. At one point, I considered watching The Sopranos. I don't know, man. I watched some of the Lois, Superman and Lois, but ultimately, I wasn't interested in anything that I selected that I thought I would be interested in, you know, like, just kept getting away from me. And I don't know if it's just that I couldn't pay attention, or that I didn't want to pay attention, or that I was just frustrated, because I wanted to watch something to take my mind off of my troubles and to distract me. And I tried picking new things. I tried picking new things, and it just didn't work, you know? That being said, don't forget to check out my TikTok. Really like those videos that I make on there. Adrian Lozano Show on TikTok. Really cool videos. I just did a He-Man one. That's right, He-Man. I fucking love He-Man. Like, He-Man and Skeletor, come on. Like, Frank Sinatra, come on. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit's great. Anyway, it's been a fucking long time since I recorded an episode, and it's been a long time since I've just been able to sit and talk and record for a while. You know how it is, you know how it gets when you can't even record your thoughts, and they just build up in your brain, and you're like, let them go! Wait, is that right? Anyway, the important thing is shenanigans.
As a character, Adrian is stiff.
Alright, so this is the part of the show where I talk about a character just off the top of my dome. So, the origin that... I know two origins of the She-Hulk. Two of them. So... there's a point where, I believe in the comics, she's shot. She gets shot. And Bruce Banner gives her a transfusion. Blood transfusion. You know what I'm saying? Not just like a body fluid, but a blood transfusion. After that, the next origin does away with the gun. Bang, bang. And they end up making it to where the She-Hulk is in a car crash or a car accident and then given a blood transfusion. And yet again, there's another version where she is in a car accident with her cousin and gets some of her cousin's blood inside of her open wound. So that way she can become the She-Hulk. Now let me tell you about this character. She's great. She's great. I like her a lot, but I feel like she's underrated as a character, and I don't know if this... I feel like she's movie quality. She's movie quality, and she's getting a TV show. I feel like if they did a Fantastic Four story and they had her replace Ben Grimm, which is another story that I want to explore in this episode. I want to talk about She-Hulk episodes from before She-Hulk show. She-Shells. Seashore. She-Hulk sells, she sells. Damn it. She-Hulk sells, she sells, shell, she shells. She-Hulk sells, she sells. Damn it. She-Hulk says, damn it. She-Hulk sells, she shells by the she-shore. Oh, fuck. All right, I'm on drugs. Let me admit that right now. She-Hulk shell. She-Hulk. I'm done. Sell she-shores by the she-shore. She sells she-shells by the seashore. So she does. Oh, fuck. What's wrong with you, Lozano?
I sold seashells by the shulk. You know, so they call it, they want to abbreviate it, call it a shulk. Shulk. She's a shulk. I don't know how that's going to go. But all this being said, all of this being taken into consideration, I like She-Hulk. She's great. Who do I think's a better Hulk? Not She-Hulk. Hulk is the best Hulk. She-Hulk is better than the smart Hulk that we got now. That smart Hulk is crap. Really not digging the way that this character's come around to where, like, he's fully embraced. I don't know, man. I mean, the guy's fully embraced being a superhero versus the Edward Norton where it's like, I'm a goddamn disaster waiting to happen, you know? Like, I don't know. It's a lot to process all this Hulk stuff, but I want to dig into that in this particular episode. And like I said, this is just me going off the dome while I'm on medication after a long ass, like 13-hour day. I like She-Hulk. I like her for the main reason is she's fucking got it, man. She's confident. And in Secret Wars, if you really want to go back all the way to Secret Wars, let me tell you about some Secret Wars. She's a fucking loose unit, all right? She's over there popping off, fucking going after members of the Wrecking Crew. She's trying to fuck up everybody she can. She even gets into it with the Enchantress. You know what I'm saying? Like, that level of intensity. Like, this bitch is a loose unit. She's fucking out for blood. She just doesn't give a fuck. I like that version of She-Hulk, but she's also a real cocky bitch. That's right, boys. Take a good look. That's the way she is in that. You know, she's real, at least in the version that I'm familiar with. She's overconfident. You know, she thinks she's big shit, but like, she's not as strong as the Hulk. She's not. And it's not even like a men-woman thing, or maybe it is. It's like, Hulk got exposed to way more gamma radiation than she ever did. So it's like, also, his body was kind of like able to take it because of the shit that he did to his body, or that was done to his body. I'm going to stop saying his body. Anyway, let me get back on track. I'm getting fucking sidetracked. I'm really tired of the way people are treating She-Hulk. No, I'm just kidding. Fucking Daredevil, baby. I love Daredevil. I'm not a big lawyer guy. I don't really like lawyers. If you're a lawyer, I understand you're trying to do your job, but you know, fuck you. But Matt Murdock, there's a guy I respect. I mean, I respect him. He's a lawyer. He's a little Catholic boy, but man, I tell you, he can whoop ass, and that's pretty fucking cool. Let's see here. They're going to be teaming up pretty soon. But going back to the animated adventures, I really want to discuss that stuff while I'm watching it, so we'll get back to that later. In the meantime, listen to this.
Oh yes, here's Adrian being sexy.
Hey folks, Adrian Lozano here, and I just wanted to remind you to check out my show wherever you can. That's right, wherever you can. You want to just Googs it, give it a Googs? If you're using Bing, you can give it a Bing, but if you give it a Googs, you might see something else. There's a bunch of artwork that I put up from the different covers that I do for the shows. It's one of those things that I do on a regular basis. You know, I try to come up with different... I think about them as like album covers, but they're episode covers, you know, different episode thumbnails. And yeah, you can check that out. Give it a Googs. And also, I got videos on TikTok I'm super proud of. And bunch of Instagram posts. I'm also on Twitter at Lozano Show. All right, I just wanted to remind you of these things. Thank you. Hey, so I just wanted to let you know that my favorite origin of the She-Hulk has to do with Doctor Doom, and it is by far the wackiest and most ridiculous reason. If I leave in the segment where I talk about her being in a car accident or whatever, technically it's true she was in a car accident, but that's not why she needed the transfusion. The reason she needed the transfusion, the reason, is because Dr. Doom wired her with bombs. That's right, Dr. Doom wired her with bombs, mutilating her and causing her to lose so much blood that she needed a blood transfusion right then and there. And Dr. Doom was perfectly content with letting her bleed out, no problem. He had the Hulk, and he was convinced he could control the Hulk. But this is from episode 7. Season 1 of the Incredible Hulk animated series from 1997, I believe. This version of the She-Hulk, it's awesome. And this is also quite the empowered She-Hulk, the very 90s woman. It's awesome. It really is awesome. Anyway, She-Hulk. This is the part of the show where yours truly talks about movie trailers. Man. Okay, so, these aren't exactly movie trailers. I lied. I'm talking to you about some previews I saw for some things that are important to me, I guess. Let's do this. Okay, so, first and foremost, Hellraiser on Hulu, female Pinhead.
Beautiful, isn't it?
It's really nice.
You can hold it.
What is it?
It's a puzzle.
And it's almost finished.
Keep going.
So if I solve it, do I get a prize?
I do.
What's your deal? It has six sides, six configurations. It opens up. And it cuts you. And then they come to collect.
Oh, greater delights await. We wish to see you proceed. Feed it. Their blood, their pain. All for us. What is it you pray for?
Okay, ladies and germs, this is the part where I talk about the synopsis of the movie that I'm really excited about. I'm really excited about this, but it's for a lot of different reasons. Okay, so first off, let me just say this. I'm not a big David S. Goyer fan. I don't like him. I'll get into that more later, but I don't like him. All right, that being said, pretty big Clive Barker fan. Big Hellraiser fan. Love the franchise. 2005, there was a movie called Hellworld. A young Henry Cavill meets his demise in that movie. I gotta tell ya, pretty cool. All these Hellraiser movies have at least one cool element of them. But you really gotta like look in some of these movies hard for this element. Anyway, I'm getting ahead of myself. What I want to say is I wanted to read you the synopsis because I read two different, it's not a big difference, but it's a difference. So usually if you look up a synopsis for a film, like let's just say you go to Google or like Wikipedia or IMDb, you usually get the same story. You usually get the same description or the same synopsis. But listen to this. I thought this was interesting. Okay. So according to, let's just do Google. It says, a young woman. Oh my fucking God. That's right. A young woman says, oh my fucking God. No. A young woman must confront the sadistic supernatural forces behind an enigmatic puzzle box responsible for her brother's disappearance. Right? Interesting. Now, the other synopsis I read reads like this. A young woman struggling with addiction comes into possession of an ancient puzzle box, unaware that its purpose is to summon the Cenobites. Interesting. See, that, I think that's interesting because one synopsis mentions the brother and the other synopsis doesn't mention the brother. Here's another little fact that I didn't know. I just read not too long ago. Pinhead was actually an androgynous being with a woman's voice and a man's body. And I thought that was interesting. Because this particular Pinhead's going to be played by a woman. I'm just a fan of the character. I think that having a character with metal pins in their head, it's visually so cool. But the fact that she's the leader of the Cenobites, or Pinhead's the leader of the Cenobites, doesn't really matter if Pinhead's a guy or a girl. What matters is, can they make good with the torture? Can they deliver on the torture? Can they show us the sights that we want to see? Like, that's ultimately where it comes down to, because when they replaced Doug Bradley the first time, that did not go well. Nobody likes a Pinhead that isn't visually pleasing. The symmetry on that last guy's face, the last iteration of Pinhead that I saw wasn't, because I think there was yeah, there was another dude that played him, and it wasn't, it just, there's something about Doug Bradley's head and his demeanor that really sells it. But now, I don't know. I'm excited. I really am. Because the story is by Clive Barker and David S. Goyer, but Clive Barker is the man. The woman, her name is Jamie Clayton. She's going to be playing the new Pinhead. What do we know her from? Who the hell is she? Well, according to, let's see, TV and movies, she was in something called Sense 8, The L Word, Generation Q, since 2019. Designated Survivor, Transform Me, The Neon Demon. I haven't seen any of these, but, yeah, she's an American actress. She's 44. Yeah, man. We'll fucking see how it comes out. I'm excited. I'm very excited. Yeah. It looks good. I'm reading, so that's why I'm a little sidetracked. Because I think that this is going to be cool. I'm excited. I can't stop saying how excited I am. One more thing. I don't know if I covered this or not, but I want to cover this before I go. The difference between a novel and a novella. So, a novel is 50,000 words plus, and a novella is anything over 20,000, all the way up until 49,999. That's a novella. Once you get to 50,000, then it's a novel. Just wanted to share that with you so you at least learned something today. All right, on with the show. Hellraiser. Let me give you some interpretive drumming on how excited I am about Hellraiser. That's it. It looks so good. The actual box itself is a crucial element, which, I'm excited. I'm very excited. It's October 7th. I'm fucking excited. Okay, next thing. Next thing I saw, it's coming out in October. Next fucking thing. It's a show. It's a little 30-minute show. From what I heard from a couple of guys in Australia, could have been an hour. But now it's only 30 minutes. Fucking way it is sometimes, folks. So, what is it? Werewolf by Night.
This Halloween, you can't escape the shock, the terror of Werewolf by Night.
Tonight, it is every hunter for themselves.
Good luck. I'll be rotting for you.
But one of you is a monster, masquerading as one of our own. I can't wait to find out what breed of evil you are. You'll wanna see this, darling.
Please don't do this. Death is coming for you!
Werewolf by Night.
Disney in October. Werewolf by Night. Man-Thing is in this fucking show. To what capacity? I don't know. Oh, man.
Okay, so let me tell you this. Let me tell you something. I like reading Man-Thing comics, okay? Like, I think the character looks cool. He's got, like, an elephant trunk thing going on. It's really cool. Reminds me of, like, Cthulhu. I really like Cthulhu. Like, there's just a lot going on in my heart. But that being said, fuck, man. Man-Thing is an awesome character. They're doing him in black and white. One of my biggest collections is a black and white Man-Thing series. I bought it because I was like, it's the whole collection. In black and white, but it's the whole collection. So, I'm about 5 pages into that. Anyway. So, that being said. Fuck, dude, it looks like Grindhouse style. Like, they're doing the old, horror, like, it's even sepia-toned, like, it's not, I'm not sure, they're going for a definite horror element, but I'm not sure exactly what the cheese factor is going to be. I believe we're going to have an Ilsa Bloodstone. I'm interested a lot, especially because of Man-Thing.
All right, folks, a little bit more about Werewolf by Night that I'm looking up. Apparently, the runtime is 53 minutes. Here's the premise. A secret group of monster hunters gather at Bloodstone Manor following the death of their leader and engage in a mysterious and deadly competition for a powerful relic, which will bring them face to face with a dangerous monster.
I watch a show on YouTube called Caravan of Garbage, and I just like hearing James yell at Meso about video games. And they tended to get, they just now watch stuff and then do Caravan of Garbage, but like, when they were actually playing games, it was fun. And it really made me, it honestly was the inspiration for the reason I did video game videos at all. I don't play video games the way I used to, so it's just different for me. That being said, this Wednesday trailer looks good. I love me some dark elements, and they're kind of making it like a Sabrina the Teenage Witch kind of aspect, where the school is a big part, an intricate part of being a great place to build a foundation for these specific young creative minds that will dump piranhas into a school pool. All right, so those that's going to be on Netflix, I believe, in October. I'm not sure. I just decided to jump into my makeshift studio and record because I'm trying to get this episode out. There's a lot in this episode to like go through, and I wanted to make sure that I got across some trailers like I talked about at the beginning when I was ranting and raving. As always, probably never see you, but I will speak to you again in the future from the past. And don't forget to check out my TikTok. I'm really proud of my TikTok. I really work hard on those videos. And by that I mean, I really have fun doing them, man. I really do. I use all kinds of weird music, and I just did a Dragon Ball Z video, I just did a Freddy Krueger video, a Jason Voorhees video, a Pennywise video, I'm working on a Star Trek video, I got a Thor video. I just, check out my TikTok, Adrian Lozano Show on TikTok. I really am proud of the video. My favorite one is my Godzilla video. I'm probably repeating myself, I don't give a fuck, it's my show. Check out my TikTok, Adrian Lozano Show Also, I'm on Instagram, Twitter, at Lozano Show. Lozano Show. L-O-Z-A-N-O. That's the way you spell Lozano. Let's see here. Did I forget anything? Oh, yeah, I do YouTube videos. Check out the YouTube Adrian Lozano Show. It's a great channel. It's fucking great. If you want to leave a comment or even a voice message, you can do that through the Anchor app. There's links you can click. Check it out. I'm really excited to be doing the show again. I don't know why. It's so difficult for me to get to this, but I want to make it a priority again because, I mean, fuck, dude. Like, I know I don't have the trailers to play for you this week, but I'll do my best to try to include the trailers in the episode so you can listen to them. I think that's a crucial part of the show that I really like. But give me some time. Maybe they'll be in this episode. Maybe they won't. I'm not sure yet. I'm trying to figure it out. Trying to work. Fucking working 6 days a week. So it's difficult for me to like coordinate my days off with my recording schedule and then like life and then like herding cats. It's a lot. You know, like you gotta corral them and then, you know, hog tie them. It's a lot of work. But anyway, I'm getting way off track. I hope you have enjoyed listening to me ramble about things you haven't seen or heard about, or maybe you know about these things and you're like, cool, you finally caught up. Yeah, thank you so much for listening and have a good whatever you're gonna have.
You have been listening to the Adrian Lozano Show.